Welcome everyone to Boys and Brunch. This is the show where we expose everything going down on the timeline, and we've got plenty of things to talk about today. All of our topics are split up into little chunks, so if you're watching us on YouTube, you can jump straight to the topic you want to listen to. So speaking of the topics today, if you've read the title to this, it's I don't think it's so shady, but you know me, I can't really help myself sometimes. So I said something, said Nick Cannon is the father. So we're gonna be talking about Nick Cannon and, you know, the news of his fathering situation. Then we're gonna move into the question of whether kissing is too intimate. Then we're going to move into the Black TikTok strike. So that's been a pretty interesting story. And then we're finally going to end talking about voice memo texts. So I'm your host, Jared D. King. I am joined by Marcus Haynes. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hola. I am well.
Good. So I know you've had quite the weekend. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? What's been going on with you?
Oh, yes. It has been quite the eventful weekend. One of my good friends came to town. So we went to an event thrown by Southern Fried Queer Pride. Then, of course, we hit the streets with some street shenanigans. And then I had my own situation yesterday. So though I am feeling good, I also sense a crash coming very, very soon.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So, I was just asking you a minute ago if you were an introvert, and you said no. Because I know, like, sometimes when I go out and it's been, like, you know, it's like a long weekend or something, I'm just being social, like, all day. I know I need to, like, recharge. And that takes me, like, almost a whole day, maybe a day and a half or something. So how was that for you?
Yeah, I don't know if it's like introvert, because I don't think I'm an introvert because I talk to everybody and, you know, do all sorts of things. But I think for me, I'm tired. Like I'm not the same as I was back in my college days where I can do this day in, day out. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm out of practice. So I gotta build my tolerance back up.
Got you. Okay. So what are you drinking today?
Well, it's been a little while, but I've returned to an old standby. I have my red wine, and I'm ready to kind of just chill out a bit, head back into the work week.
Okay. Cool. I'm just doing. Mama Shay said Marcus ain't no damn introvert. Hilarious. But I have coffee today. And it's just been a little too much. Like, you know how sometimes you just kind of have to pace yourself. So today is like, is my second off day from drinking in a row. I'm like, I'm not going to be drinking every day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like I can't, you know, cause I've gone out, we went to dinner one time, had a drink. I do my other show, Clink Clink. I had a glass of wine then, and you know, I don't drink crazy. I don't like drink a whole big amount, but I still am just like, let me not do too much. You know what I'm saying? So it's coffee today. And I guess my big thing that I've done this week, well, yesterday I played Dungeons and Dragons for the first time.
How was that?
It was fun. You know, I always wanted to learn. It was more kind of a like a learning thing. So there's a lot involved. It's very intricate. But I always wanted to play it. And I think that there has always been a little bit of a stigma against it for whatever reason, that, you know, people get crazy and people, you know, get mad at each other. Like, it's one of those games that people just get crazy about. And I, to be quite honest, it's really all about, I guess, the people that you play with. That makes the difference. Interesting. I mean, I want to continue playing and see where it goes. You know, I've got my little nerd thing going on. I put a post in my story that my descent into nerddom is complete. I feel like that is like the pinnacle.
Yes.
Have you ever played?
I have not. I have my best friend plays, and he's been trying to get me to kind of get involved. So it may be something that I do, you know, that and speak of the devil. It may be something that I do down the line, but I haven't played it yet. But it's interesting you say that, you know, people get all hyped about it. And I just feel like if you've ever played spades or dominoes or black people, there is no amount of infighting that's gonna turn around.
Right. I mean, and that's what I feel like. I mean, I think the thing was there was always this religious aspect to it as well, because like in the game there are different gods and stuff that your character may be aligned with or something like that. And then, you know, the religious community was just like, well, hold up, what are we letting our kids do? I mean, this is back in the day. But you know, there was that. There was some news about people committing, you know, suicides based on what happened in this game, like crazy stuff like that, or getting into fights and stuff. And so they had some bad press back in the day. And so I think that was where, you know, I mean, I think back to my mom even kind of hearing that in the news, like that kind of being the sensational piece of the D&D. And me not really feeling comfortable even trying it out at that point. But now, I mean, I've watched a couple things on YouTube, and it's a lot of fun. Mama Shay's asked me what character I am. What am I? I am a cleric, so it's like a healer, but I'm a high elf, and he's like really book smart. And he uses big words all the time, but I think he has like, I don't know, like he's got like a kind of almost an evil kind of underlying thing going with him. So I don't know how that's going to play out. It'll be interesting to see. But anyway, let's jump into these topics, as we've talked enough about about D&D, and that's not what we're here for. So let's talk about Nick Cannon. So it's been in the news that he's welcomed his fifth and sixth children, and he has a seventh on the way, and these are by four different women altogether. A lot of people are assuming that it's linked to a Howard Stern interview that he did years ago, where he said he had lupus, and basically he was just like, you know, I could die at any moment, so why not just let me just let's just do whatever, you know?
Babies.
So, and I think people, I don't know, and tell me if I'm wrong with this, Marcus, but I feel like people were putting a lot of words in his mouth, because based on my research on this, it was his father that was saying, you know, you can have as many kids as you want as long as you can pay for it. It wasn't necessarily Nick Cannon saying that.
Yeah, so his dad kind of gave that little explanation or what have you. But Nick Cannon did give the interview. So I guess people are kind of putting those two things together. And like, well, he said that, you know, live life. And I think in the interview, at least in the transcription that I read, he did say, you know, like, you know, I'll have sex as much as I want to, blah, blah, blah. So people are like, well, one plus one equals two.
Yeah, basically. You know, my thing is you can have sex as much as you want, but I feel like you have to be responsible. But you know, it brings up that whole, I mean, I guess in their mind, they're being responsible. If you have enough money to take care of seven kids from different women, then that's responsible to them. What do you think about that? I mean, is that like, I feel
I
like, I don't
feel
know, I personally feel like it's a little too much.
like it is. It's a
Do you
lot of too
think we can
much.
make it work? Like, go
I
ahead.
mean, it's a lot of too much. And you out here, you got babies in every area code, and now, honestly, it makes it even worse if it is true. And like, oh, well, I ain't got much time to live. 'Cause, so now you've made a whole squad of children that's gonna grow up without a daddy because you just wanted to sow your royal oats all over the countryside. And now it's a gaggle of kids with these impronounceable names that's got to grow up without their daddy.
Oh man. Yeah, that's the thing that, because it's like you can have as much money and be financially responsible, but the thing is that I don't see, I mean, what are these? These are four different people you got to see.
And one of them is Mariah Carey.
Yeah. and that's another thing I'm going to talk about in a second, but you've got so many, you're splitting your attention so much. Like, how can you be in all these kids' lives? I don't see it. And then on top of that, I have to think, like, Mariah Carey now has to, on some level, be associated with these other women. And I know she's, like, not feeling that. Like,
that ain't happening, bro.
You know, like, are these, like, these kids, at some point, they're going to grow up and be like, you know, I would assume they would want to know who their brothers and sisters are. And it's just like, how are they going to make that work? I mean, it just gets really messy, don't you think?
Yeah. Mariah's kids ain't going to know them other babies exist. I'm just going to tell you that right now. Mariah's kids are not going to know that other babies are alive.
I don't know. Who's your sister? I don't know her.
Like, that, and it doesn't work. Like, it reminds me, there's a show on Netflix, it's called The Upshaws, and like the premise, one of the premises of it is the dude played by I can't think of the man's name right now, Mike Epps. The dad played by Mike Epps has ghetto twins. So like, he had a child by two different women. They were born on the same, they had the same birthday. And the first episode is of him trying to go back and forth between the two children's birthday parties, because one of them was with his wife and one of them was with the other woman. So he's trying to go back and forth. And of course, you know, chaos ensues. Mm-hmm. And I just think of Nick Cannon's situation as that times 10. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have all of these, because from the looks of it, most of these children have birthdays and events and things very close to one another. Because they are, like, they're being all born, like, right now.
Wow, yeah.
So it's just like, this is a whole lot of chaos. And again, if what he said about, you know, him feeling like he don't have that much longer to live is the truth, hell, he trying to get out of jail free because he ain't going to be around to try to support these children anyway.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm all for, you know, YOLO, you only live once, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm all for it. Like, and if you want to, I don't mind him having as much sex as he wants to have. I personally, you know, that's you. Do your thing. As long as everybody involved is good with it, then, you know, go ahead and do your thing. But you're bringing more lives into it. And I think the thing that adds to this is the fact that at least his father is pro-life. I don't know about him, because there was one article where they alleged that Nick Cannon was pro-life, but I believe his father actually said it. And so his thing is, you know, bring on the grandkids. He doesn't care, because he's like, just bring on the grandkids.
Well, Nick Cannon is most likely pro-life. I mean, he made a pro-life song. I mean, I know Nick Cannon's music, you know, it's a blur in the wind, but he made the song Can I Live? Because if I remember right, his mom almost had an abortion with him. And that kind of, like, you know, I guess motivated him to be like super pro-life, because he made the song. Yeah. I know for a time, like, pro-lifers were using it as like an anthem. So he probably is too, which is probably why he's allergic to condoms.
I just feel like, is that a pro-life thing though, to not use condoms or to not use birth control? Because I didn't know. I mean, maybe birth control, because I know that they're trying to fight that for whatever reason. But condoms, I feel like, was not necessarily a part of the pro-life agenda. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'm like, that ain't got nothing. You can be as pro-life as you want to. That don't mean you have to keep going ahead creating all these lives. But I don't. Maybe it is. Maybe they feel like, you know, this is how. If God wants us to be pregnant, this is what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Mama Shay is saying, I question the sanity of the women allowing it. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to touch that one. I'm not going to touch that one.
I'm at the same, I'm kind of in the same space. I'm like, I don't have the range to really talk about women and their decisions. I mean, the only thing that really comes to mind is the fact that, you know, I mean, but who knows what's in these girls? Like, I'm going to just be quiet on that. I'm not going to get me saying nothing crazy. Okay. But yeah, so there's that. If you know, perhaps Mama Shay, I mean, and you know what? I do want to say to the guys, to everyone watching, that you will be able to join us if you have anything specific to say on the show. Let me put the link in the chat here if you want to join us here. Put that there. Okay. So if you want to join us, there's the link to join and speak your piece on any of the topics that we're talking about today. Even while I'm talking about Patreon right now, you can jump in and, like, you know, if you have something to say about Nick Cannon, because we are moving on, but in this little transition period, you can jump in. So anyway, with the Patreon, you start at $4 a month, you join us, get into the Discord, and it's a good community there. All of the regulars that you hear me calling out on the chat are there. And it's a good time. You're always talking about, we're just a good little family there. And then we also have Splitting the Bill, which is our exclusive after show. And that is always a good time. So, you know, come join us. You know, I allow people to jump in on that as well. It's a lot more laid back. And I think we're going to move into our next topic. So this topic came up on Twitter, and I guess I'll just share the screen to just show you the tweet. Not that it's all that necessary to see it, but at Lukeyism tweeted, sure. Y'all think kissing is too intimate but not penetration? So, Marcus, could you answer that question for us? Where are you on that? Is kissing too intimate?
So I guess. No, I'm just going. Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought, because we got Mama Shay joining us. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello, Mama Shay.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on? Did you have something to say about the second topic, the kissing being too intimate, or our first topic with Nick Cannon?
Both.
Okay. All right. So why don't you, we'll come to Marcus, because he seems like he's trying to get his thoughts together on this kissing topic. So why don't you start us off with your thoughts on the Nick Cannon topic, and then we'll jump into kissing real quick.
Okay, so my only thing with the Nick Cannon thing was, like, the sanity of the women, not about, like, them decide to have a child whenever you want, but coming back to back to back with these other children, how much are you caring or considering about the child that you're carrying? Like, you realize that they're not going to have the dad that you want. They're not going to have that in-house dad. You know, he's obviously very public with about the other women and who's pregnant and whatnot. So it's not like he's hiding it. Right. I couldn't see myself signing up to be like, let me be number five for the single motherhood thing. and maybe there's some other type of plan or whatever's going on. But that's why I was just like, I don't know if I would willingly sign my child up for that on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think, what would the other motivations be? I mean, I feel like, you know, what I tried to stop myself from saying, because it just seems, I don't know, it just seems a little bit crass at some point to just say that they're in it for the money, but.
Having money babies, trying to get that one foot into whatever Nick has going on, because he has his hands are in a lot of pots. Yeah. You know, he has avenues into a lot of industries. So that could be part of it. It could be something else that they were just friends and always wanted to have a kid together. They want that connection before he passes away or something. Like, you know, it really could be anything.
Yeah.
So I can't just say it's money just because there's a, you know, a lot of things that we might not even think of that could be the motivations behind it.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever like done anything to, I guess, kind of solidify a relationship that would, I guess, be not necessarily the same or similar, but I don't know. Have you done, I guess I'm asking, have you ever tried to trap a guy?
No.
Okay.
I'm just posing
a question because, you know, I always, whenever we talk about these things, I don't want to just be talking about somebody else. I always wanted to link it back to our own experiences, and you know, it's not just, you know, slamming somebody for being whatever, you know.
Yeah, no, if you don't want to be here, please go. Don't make me miserable, making me like output even more into something that you know isn't going anywhere. So no, please do me the favor and leave.
And see, and my thing, like, even in this particular situation, if there is some like, oh, I want some money, like, these niggas I see ain't got no money like that. So ain't no need, ain't no purpose in trying to go through all these hoops and do all this extracurricular activity to try to get them to stay around. Like, you broke just like I am. Like, let me get mine and you go on about your business.
Right. All right. Well, yeah. And to answer my own question, I have never tried to like. You know, I'm like, if you're here, if you're with me, then okay. But I'm not trying to keep you here by some other means. Like, and I'm not trying to take your money either. If that were a part of any of these women's motivations for having the kids, which we have no evidence of knowing, they might have just really liked him and said, okay, we'll have a kid. You know, it could have been just that simple.
Yeah, and I love my children, but no money in the world is worth giving a child 18 years of your life. Minimum.
Gotcha.
I feel that.
So we're jumping into our second topic about kissing. Mama Shay, where do you land on this? Is kissing too intimate?
I run into
over
people.
Actual having sex?
I run into people who have that thought process.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, wait, so you can't kiss my mouth, but you want your mouth going other places? Or you want my mouth going other places, but your mouth is all loose? Like, wait. So if that's the mindset, we got to just not. Because we're not vibrating on the same level. You're not. No, you think your mouth is too good, but you know, the D is, it's all, we're all good for it. That
Sorry, I had to be really shady and just enlarge Marcus's screen because he's doing a lot of pouring and sipping.
I say the screen gets all off.
So Marcus,
well,
where are you on this?
Well, I guess I'll be one of those people that don't vibrate on the same frequency because yes, that's too much. Like, and I know logically it doesn't make sense. I know it doesn't make sense logically, but it, for me, there's a level, you can fuck anybody. Like, sex is sex. Like, for me, I equate kissing with a more romantic sort of like connection. Because if I'm doing a hookup, I'm not putting my mouth on. I'm not kissing them in their mouth. Like, that's because I feel like that invites a level of emotion and feeling that us just fucking and going about our business does not. Again, I know it doesn't make logical sense, but that's just how I perceive it. So I would very much very easily, you know, we can have sex, yesterday. But don't put your lips on me. Huh?
As recently as yesterday, this came up?
Well, words weren't said, but
okay.
The action held true.
Got you. Okay. Look, no judgment here. I mean, good for you because. But yeah, for me, it's just I'm kind of in the same. I'm on the same page as Mama Shay, I would say. I don't know. I get how some people are different. Me personally, if I'm gonna have sex with somebody, I kind of need that intimacy, or I need the, you know, the simulation of of actual intimacy or actual love, because that's just what I don't know. That's just what does it for me. I can't just go through the act. You know what I'm saying? It has to be a little bit more. Has to be a little bit more intimate. But I know that sometimes that's what gets people into trouble, because then you start, you know, people get all wanting to do more with you after having sex, and then, you know, I'm you know me, I can compartmentalize, and I'm like, no, that was just sex. If we're not gonna have a relationship, then I'm cutting those feelings off. Yeah.
Connected. No, I was gonna say Connected brought up a point that I wanted to address.
Oh, sure. Let me pull that up. He's saying, is sex considered an intimate act? We each may have definitions of what intimate is.
I know it should be, because, you know, that's how it's framed, you know, like, oh, you know, this is this thing of giving of yourself to someone else. And, you know, if depending on what road you go down, people may even go so far as the whole soul ties type thing. I don't know about all that. But the idea for me is like, sex is sex. Like, this may say something about me, but I'm gonna say, but for me, like, it doesn't. Emotional things don't have to be involved. Like, we can have sex and I wouldn't know your name 10 minutes later. That doesn't bother me. But I feel like if I'm going into a position to where, you know, like, I'm kissing on you and I'm actually like, maybe affection is also a word that kind of comes into this. Like, if we're getting into like this sort of thing, then this is something that goes beyond the sex. This is something that goes into a deeper level of intimacy, where we're actually trying to build something that goes just beyond us just hitting it, quitting.
Yeah.
That's just how I see it.
Mama Shay, how do you feel about that?
I think it depends on a lot. Like Margaret was saying, like, because I know for me personally, I'm demisexual. So unless I have those emotions, it's not going there anyway. Mm. So that's like a prerequisite for me. But as well as one of my top love languages is touch. So that ties in for me. If that's not one of your higher love languages, if that's not a prerequisite for you, like, I would love to go more the Marcus route, because then I could get what I want and just be on and be done. That would be wonderful. But it's just not the way that my brain and system is kind of put together.
Yeah. I think I kind of live in the middle of your two modes, because I feel like I do need that intimate kind of connection, but I can treat it as though it's something a little bit more detached. It's weird. I'm kind of like in the middle of the two of you guys, I think. But Mama Shay, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to stay with us, if you want to jump back on in the next one or whatever, you know, feel free. But I will, I'll close you out, and then you can let us know. You can jump back in the chat and let us
know. All right, I'm out for now. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. 3rd topic coming up. We're talking about the black TikTok strike. Let's just introduce this first, because we've got Meg Thee Stallion's song Thot Shit that came out, and we had talked about that, I believe, last week, or the week before, something like that. I get all my stuff mixed up. But apparently the black TikTokers who would normally make this a thing and come up with the dances, and it would be all over, everybody would do the Thot Shit challenge or whatever. Mm-hmm. They've decided not to make a dance to this song. I believe that it started with one TikToker kind of saying, you know, here's a new dance to the song. And then he was just like, psych, we're not doing that. And then everybody just kind of followed suit. So yeah, we're not getting as many Black TikTokers doing that. But then on top, so now because of that, a lot of TikTok is having trouble figuring out what exactly to do. And I would like to, yes. I would like to share exactly please. What's going on.
Please, because
it's tragic, actually. But I don't want to play, I don't think I'm going to play the music to it because I don't want YouTube to strike me. So let me,
yeah.
Let's pull up the video and then I'll just describe what's going on. So here's the TikTok, the girl's just putting her hands up in the air, back and forth and walking away. Like, I don't, like, that's not even a dance. So TikTok is having trouble without the Black TikTokers, you know, choreographing the dance. Now there's another video underneath this. Hold on, let me stop sharing this and then I'll share the next one with sound so you can hear what this girl has to say.
Hold on. Hands of a knee shaking, hands of a touch.
Right. Okay, so here's an explanation or just a reaction to that video.
I don't ever want to hear another fucking white woman ever say that TikTok dances and TikTok trends aren't entirely stolen from Black women, because a Black woman has yet to give a dance to this song. And hear me out. Megan says, hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thought shit. And the white women said, the instructions are right there.
Oh man. So yeah, Mama Che is saying, so a couple of Black women or girls, age unknown, were acting like they were gonna dance and walked off like that. Marcus is dying. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. So, like, just what are your thoughts on this whole thing, Marcus?
I didn't know this was a thing until someone randomly sent me the video, a video on TikTok, and this was some white non-binary person who just like put together a bunch of these things, a bunch of those video clips. At the end, they just fell out because it ended off with that video of them just hands on my knees shaking. Like, you're not, why? It says it tells you what to do. It right. literally tells you what to do. And you ignored all the directions and just decided to put up, I don't even know, do the wave. I don't, what are you doing?
I don't even know what that is. Awful. I mean, like, I feel like at the very least, all you would have to do is just twerk. I mean, it's just that simple. If you don't know, if you can't put a dance together, then just, you know, and I'm not saying that even those girls were trying to make a dance, but it's just like all the videos that I've seen of people trying to dance to this song have been that equal level of just bad. It's like, y'all have no idea what to do to this song.
Like, at least just, even if you're twerking badly, like, at least just try. Bruh.
So yeah, I mean, just think it's really interesting to see how it all kind of falls out, because now you don't have us to kind of pull from. Interesting. Very interesting. So there's definitely a point that Black TikTokers have when we say, you know, we're kind of the culture that you're pulling from, but we're not really getting any of the credit. Yeah, and I think we've talked about this before, Marcus, that about, you know, TikTokers not really getting the credit that they deserve on with their dances. I don't know, like, how do you feel about you know, just them not getting the credit. Do you feel like this strike will help anything at all?
So I'm somewhat of two minds. It does show that, you know, you need us, period, point blank, because y'all out here looking a fool. Because I'm gonna say, because, you know, you don't have us basically telling you what to do. So I think it does work in the favor of, you know, Black TikTokers to say, like, look at what they need to achieve even a fraction of our power. at the same time, I am a little, as funny as it is, I am a little bit scared that us making so much fun of the silly dance that they do is going to turn make these dances popular. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Because, like, me and one of my friends went out to an event, day before yesterday. And that shit came on. And because we had been laughing about it earlier today, we looked at each other and immediately went to the thing. And people around us, they also recognized and started laughing. And like one or two other people like did it with us, what have you. And once I sobered up and I thought about it, I was like, oh, that's low key, I'm endorsing this foolish of the dance now. Mm-hmm. As funny as it is, it may make it to the point to where, you know, it's so bad. It leans over to that so bad is good type of category.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
You know, and that, yeah, it reminds me of how we were all say, you know, how we say child. Child. And everybody on Twitter thought we were saying Chile. And everybody's like, oh, who Chile? And so now we're all saying who Chile. It's like...
I'm guilty, because I was really, what should I?
So yeah, it's like, it's guilty. The same thing. It's like, you know, you guys screwed up so much that we start making fun of it, and then that becomes the new thing, you know? I don't know. And, you know, part of me wonders what can you really do about that? We are a silly culture. Mm-hmm. I think probably more so now. I think millennials probably are just very silly anyway. We've got that Family Guy kind of humor thing going on, and it's just
that's actually a great way, because it's like, because when I think about like them, those like Family Guy, American Dad, Bob's Burgers, like those type of things, like they become like, what's the word? Not satirical, cynical. They become cynical to the point where they just, everything is a joke. And I feel like that's how most of us are. We like this because, like, America is the ghetto. Like, we say that all the time. Like, we become cynical to the point where it's just funny now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. So we've got that. And then I guess our last topic.
Oh, wait. I do have one thing. I do have one thing with this. Mama Shay asked the question. It was a while back. But basically, it was about, like, the popularity of the song.
Okay, I'm not seeing it, but
I got
go
you.
Ahead and yeah.
So basically it was asking, you know, if because we're not making these dances and really getting this song, you know, on the charts, people listen to it, everybody trying to do the challenge, wondering like, is this gonna negatively affect Meg? Which is also kind of a thing, because you know, while we're trying to make a point to, you know, these white folks that steal the dances and the culture and things. Like, are we indirectly harming Meg because something that could be like another hit for her could be blocked because nobody is making the song more popular? Do you think that's something we should be thinking of?
I like yes and no. Only because, I mean, like, okay, so yes, because I feel badly that, you know, the song is not as popular as the other song. Because I read an article that said, you know, the other songs that recently came out, like Cardi B's Up and something else, you know, where they actually made these dances, have been super popular and have gotten a bunch of different views and stuff on TikTok. But this one has not performed as well, regardless of how how big the song itself actually is. Yeah, I mean, I think that there is a danger in, I guess, stopping Meg's bag, so to speak. But at the same time, we're still talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So sure. It's like, even though it's being talked about, even though it's being set as like the backdrop to this topic that's kind of taken over, it's still there. It's still being played in the background. You still hear it. And I don't see them not playing it in the club. I don't see people not, you know, rocking to it if it comes on the radio. If people still listen to the radio.
Good point.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and it's, I think my experiences on Friday are kind of really indicative of that, because we went to two events. We went to Southern Fried Queer Pride, which ended up being, you know, the being wide as the wall behind me. And it came on like they intermixed it into with some foolishness, but it came on. We did a little joke thing and laughed about it or what have you. We went to the club and they played it, and it was serious mode. Like, no, I'm actually gonna dance. Like, I'm too much, but we actually we actually
like that, right? Yeah.
But like, people went up for it. Like, people went up for, like, in the actual space. So I'm hoping that it can still get some sort of traction. I think at the same time, though, like, I don't know if anything is going to be like a Savage or even like Body. Like, speaking as a Meg fan, this song ain't them. So I know some people are like, oh my God, you know, we're stopping this bag and blah, 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 blah. Cause I heard people say that even before Mama Shay brought it up. So I don't know if, you know, people are expecting it to be like a Body or like a Savage. If I'm honest, I think that even if we had the challenges, I don't know if it would.
Okay. I got you. So, I mean, like, and that's coming from a Meg fan, so I can completely, you know, respect that opinion. Yeah, I mean, you know, not every song is going to be fire like that. Yeah. You know, some of them are just cool. Regular hits, not supernova hits. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Which is perfectly fine. I wish I had just a regular hit. You know? But yeah, I mean, I even think about like Doja Cat. I don't know if you guys heard her new album or something. They released a couple of her songs already through video, but I don't think either of them has been, and you know, I'm not on TikTok like that anymore, but I know that she has, I think some of, she has some songs on her new album that are much better than the ones that they've released so far, except for, I mean, I haven't watched the latest video with her and Weeknd. So that one, I think, may be one of them that I think is like really good. I've only listened to the album once, but I have to listen to it again. But
yeah.
But anyway, why don't we move into our last topic? I'm surprised we actually got a full episode out of this just about. Mama Shay is saying no more Doja. I know y'all need to stop. Like, the Gorgeois is being very gauche today. No Doja. I remember on Clink Clink, Connected was in the chat talking about he didn't like Britney, he didn't like Beyonce. Like, we need to stop. We need to stop. Because, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Not the Beach Twins. I mean, I respect Britney. Like, I respect the hell out of Britney, even though there's only like a handful of Britney songs that I like. I can respect her because, like, you know, outside of all the foolishness, you know, and that's a topic in itself, outside of all the foolishness, the Free Britney stuff, like, as just an artist, like, just the music that she put out, like, Sis is the blueprint. I'm sorry to say it. Yeah. Sis is the blueprint.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I never thought of her as like, I thought of her as like an amazing performer. She has some great songs. And she stays in her lane. She's not like trying to be anything more than who she is, I feel like. And so I can respect that. I'm kind of on the same page as far as Britney's concerned. Beyonce is an undeniable talent. But okay, so connected, like we're just gonna have to fight because you're not even spelling her name right. Beyonce, like, come on now.
Let's be like, let's just fight.
Really? But anyway, we're not going to talk about that. We've got another tweet that I do want to talk about. And this is, I don't know, I think we can end on a light note. So this was a tweet that somebody sent. This was a picture of just somebody's text messages, and they sent like how many? I don't estimate like maybe 20 or so like voice texts. Oh, it says 21 at the bottom. Yeah, 21 voice texts. Not even text, but voice memos via text message via SMS. And the person who tweeted this at @itscloudnye said, "All right, this MF could have just called me."
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm kind of feeling the same way. Like, what do you think about, first of all, what do you think about this particular situation? And then what do you think about like voice messages instead of like a text message? Give me your whole thoughts on that.
That is excessive. That is excessive. I probably wouldn't even respond to that because I'd be like, call me because I'm not listening to all that. You just sent me, because from the look of it, like, those things are like 30 seconds plus. So that's possibly 20 minutes of conversation. Just call me. Just call me. That's a 20-minute phone call. Just call me. Like, I just imagine the person that was sending them. It was just like, they like press record and they said, wait a minute. And another thing. And you know what? I was going to let it go, but I think I'm bothered now. And they just say something else. Like, bro, just call.
Right.
Now, having said that, I am a fan of voice messages.
Okay.
I usually use them, like, say, if I'm in my car, if I'm driving, and I can't, like, well, I could, but I can't, like, you know, just text and focus on it. So I may just press the button and like, and send it on. Mm-hmm. And me and one of my friends, we oftentimes send voice messages and stuff. A couple of my friends actually send voice messages back and forth. But that's mainly if, no, I need to say this. I need you to hear me say it. He's like, so it's something that needs to be said out loud. So I don't mind voice messages. But if you are at the point where you got to send 21 messages back to back, you just need to call that person. Like, don't be afraid to pick up the phone.
Right. That looks like an angry text or a drunk text or whatever that is. And they just decided not to actually type. But yeah, I'm the same. Like, just call me. Just call me. That's it. But I personally I only use voice memos or, you know, via text messages when somebody else initiates the conversation like that. I will never, like, if I'm texting you, I'll just type. Mm-hmm. And if I want to talk to you, I'll call you. Mm-hmm. But when somebody all of a sudden switches from text to voice memo, then I'm like, okay, I guess I'll respond in the same way, but I don't know why we're doing all that.
I do that, but like I said, when it'll happen for me, like say when I'm going back and forth, like if I'm, say I'm driving home from work and we're starting a conversation, I may start off in my voice message because I really have no other way. And then when I get back to the house, then I may go back to messaging and, you know, vice versa. Also that, what Mama Shay just said, like if I feel like it's too much to type, I'm gonna say it. Like, I feel like I need to say this.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, like, what do you feel about having serious conversations via text, though, or via voice memo? Because that's what this looks like. It looks like this should be something that you probably like shouldn't even text. I'll say, you know, I've been guilty of having serious conversations via text message that I probably should have just called some people one in, but sometimes you're just kind of in a flow and you just, you know.
Because I've had serious conversations, I guess, through like the voice thing. because, and I think for me, it's the ease of the text for me. Like, I have the ability to, if I get a text, like, I don't have to respond, like, immediately. I feel like I can take the time, like, especially if it's a serious conversation, I can take the time to gather my thoughts, to make sure I don't say nothing I'm gonna regret. I make sure, you know, I'm addressing this the way it needs to be. Versus if we're on the phone, like the expert, if I'm silent for more than 5 seconds, you're gonna think something is wrong. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it may actually be better to have those serious conversations, because you have that opportunity kind of to gather your thoughts and not say something that you're going to regret later on just because you felt almost pressured to respond.
Right. I think my thing is, you know, I do think it's better to have serious conversations over the phone, like to actually call somebody and have those serious mm-hmm. conversations, than it is to I honestly would prefer more face-to-face.
Well,
but people are so scary. Like, you know, you can't, you're like, you know, like, you, they know that something is coming, and then it's like, well, just say what you got to say. And it's just like, all right, well, I guess we'll talk. And my thing is, I don't want you to just hang up on me in the middle of my conversation if we're having a serious conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I've had that happen a couple times. And it's like, damn, I knew I should have hung up when he last said something. So, you know, so you're always, that's almost like a little game that you're playing to kind of like, who's going to be the first to bang on somebody. So sometimes it is easier to just have the text chat so that you can ignore what you need to ignore or block when you need to block. And, you know, you don't feel like anybody won. But yeah, I mean, I think that's it for us today. We do have Splitting the Bill coming up. We're going to see what comes up with that. No real strict plan, but you're going to make it fun, of course. Again, I'm Jared D. King. I'm here with Marcus Haynes. You guys can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Jared D. King. Marcus is at Loose as a Deuce. And why don't we raise our glasses for our quick toast, everyone.
I'm empty.
It's all right. I'm almost empty here. So until next time, be careful what you say, because the boys will brunch. Take care.